Today's daf is daf lamed hey, and the Gemara had been talking about they steer between the Mishnas. We had one Mishnah that said the Yuchayiv, when there's Chiyiv Malkus, one also pays Knas. There's Loke Umeshalim. And yet the Mishnah in Malkus told us that in the case of Loke, we say Ain Loke Umeshalim. You do not get both punishments. So how do you deal with the steer? Do you get Loke Umeshalim or is there not Loke Umeshalim? So Rabbi Yochanan answered that our Mishnah here that says you do pay and get malchus, there is loka mishalim, is talking about when it was done b'shogeg. So when you did it b'shogeg, there's no malchus in the case of shogeg, so therefore you have payment, you mishalim in the knas. But the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about where you did it b'mezid, so you get malchus, but you do not pay the knas. That was the distinction between Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says the difference is that the author is. Our Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds in general loka mishalim, but the Mishnah Malkus is talking about the Chachamim who holds not Lokim Mishalim. And that's the explanation of the difference between the Mishnayos. So the Gemara wants to know now, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom of Laman Dalam and Beis, the Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar Reish Lakish. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Reish Lakish to come Mokim like Rebanim. Because Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say our Mishnah goes like the Chachamim. In general, we always try to say the author, Stam Mishnah, is a Chachamim. We don't want to say it's a Das Yachid. So Rabbi Yochanan felt more comfortable saying it's the opinion of Chachamim. What's the difference of Mishnayos? One's b'shogeg, one's b'mezid. Be'ela, Reish Lakish, my time low, Rabbi Yochanan. Why was Reish Lakish not comfortable with giving Rabbi Yochanan's explanation? So Reish Lakish explains, Kevan de'ilu asibe pater, kilo asibe nami pater. So Reish Lakish responds in a question form. In a situation where you give warning, the guy's about to violate an aveira, you warn him, and he's going to get the punishment of Malkos. So that makes sense why he would be putter in paying any money. But in a situation where he wouldn't get... No, sorry, this is not a question form. I apologize. This is in a statement form. And when he does not get warned, he's also going to be putter. It's not about actual punishment of receiving malchus. It's about doing an avera that has malchus attached to it. So just like when a person gets warned for malchus, he's going to get putter from paying. Even in a situation where there is no warning, but he does the Ma'is Avera anyways, and even though there's no Malkos actually, that too will exempt the person from receiving any payment. And the Gemara explains further, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan go according to the reasoning, and this statement is going to be say much clearer than we said it before. Tichi Asa Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi came along, Amar, Chayave Misos Shogin, Chayave Misos Malkios Shogin, V'davracher. So Chayave Misos Shogin is any... You pick any Aveira that has a Misa attached to it. Chil Shabbos, for example. Avodah Zarah. The person that did it b'shogeg, it's called Chayve Misos because not that person's receiving Misa, but it's an Aveira that in theory could lead to Misa. So a person does such a Chayve Misa, he does it b'shogeg, whereby there's no punishment when done b'shogeg, or he does Chayve Malkus, an Aveira that has Malkus attached to it, but he does it b'shogeg, plus a Davar Acher, but another Aveira as well, where he's Chayve punishment. In that connection, when done b'shogeg, the halacha is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chai. Rabbi Yochanan says, it all depends on, are you getting the Misa or not? If you get Misa, then you're potter in the payment. But if it's no Misa, if your person did it b'shogeg, so then you have to pay your chayv to pay the money. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Reish Lakish Amar potter, you're actually going to be potter. So what's the svara? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, why you chayv to pay the money if the person did the avera b'shogeg? The halo asibe, because since you didn't warn the guy and it's not going to lead to a misa, it's not going to lead to malchus, so it's not kumle with the rabbi mina. There's no two punishments here. Since there was no warning, there's only one punishment of the payment. Payment doesn't require warning, by the way. Only a maisa vera and issa requires a warning. Payment doesn't require a warning. Reish Lakish amar pater, you're actually going to pater from the payment. Kevan deilu asibe pater kilo asibe nami pater. Since in theory, if he were to be warned, so he'd get the punishment of Misa or the punishment of Malkus and Pater from Tashlumim. So even in a case where he's not warned, he's also going to be Pater in the Tashlumim as well. So what I explained it yesterday, yeah.
So why on Shogi you bring Korban Chatat? On the same idea that, okay, based on Reish Lakish, that because it's Shogeg and you didn't receive Malkus because it's Shogeg, so you do not pay. So why for any avera that you need to bring a korban? Why you bring korban? It didn't show you.
No, the person does something, the point of the carbon, by the way, is not a punishment necessarily, it's a kapara.
Kapara.
So when a person does something wrong,
Kapara means something.
even mishogeg requires kapara.
Same idea. When you do the shogeg, you need to do the kapara or to pay the fine, whatever it is.
So you have to pay, so everybody agrees. So the idea of Reish Lakish says the reason why you're putter from the payment is because he thinks Kimlei b'Rabbi Minei works even in a
But you do
situation.
not receive the punishment. That's why you pato
Right. So
from the
let
payment.
me conceptualize it this way. We said all in the beginning when we started this parak that there are two ways to view how Kimlei works. Either, why does it trump the lesser punishment? So one approach was because it comes from the perspective of Bezdin. Bezdin can only hand out one punishment at a time. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're getting a punishment of Misa, so there's no punishment of money. But if there's no punishment of Misa because it was done by Shogeg, so then they're allowed to hand down the punishment of a payment. That's Bezdin's perspective. We said the other perspective is, you look from the person himself. The person does a Maisa Avera, so we have to define the Maisa Avera as what's the Maisa Avera? We could categorize it only in one way. Either this is a Maisa Avera that's a Misa type of Avera, or it's a Maisa Avera that's a Tashuma Maisa Avera. So once a guy does a Maisa Avera, he does a Chil Shabbos, I don't care what the result is, I don't care what the punishment is. The punishment's a Din of Bezdin. His Maisa was a Chil Shabbos. So once we define his Maisa as a Chil Shabbos, even if though there's no warning, it's going to be defined as a Chil Shabbos and will not be defined as a tearing the guy's garment, as a Chi of Tashumim. So I think that's a good conceptual way to understand the Machlokish Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is about the punishments handed down by Bezdin. I'm sorry, other way around. Reish Lakish is about the Maisa. How do you define the Maisa? Nothing to do with what receiving the punishment or not. Rabbi Yochanan is all about the punishment from the perspective of Bezdin. If there's a punishment of Misa or Makos, there's no money. But if there is no punishment of Misa, then there would be a Chiv of money. So in light of this, the Gemara asks all the way in the bottom of Lamed Daled Beis Eisive. Eisive Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan from the following pasuk: "V'lo yeh ason anos she'enesh." This is one of the sources of Kimlei b'Rabbi Minei, that when there's a fight between a husband, that two men, and the wife comes along, she gets involved, you hit her, and she has a miscarriage, so you have to pay the money of the dmei v'lados. But it's only if lo yeh ason, if there's no ason, there's no damage, nothing happened to the mother, the one carrying the child. But if she dies, if one kills her, so then the chiv misa that exists on the mother will exempt the chiv to pay the dmei v'lados. So the Gemara says, only if there's no ason does one anos she'enesh, does he pay the money. So my, what does that mean? My lav asa mamash, if there's no death. But if there is a death, if she does die, then the guy is pater from paying, even if there is no hasra. So he, again, it would be a case of chiv misa shogigin. He killed her accidentally. There's no misa on his own, right? But he's still pater from tashlumim. So we see from here that you're pater even if it's a chiv misa shogigin. And Gemara says, no, lo din ason. It's talking about a situation where there's a din ason, where there's actually a punishment handed down from Bezdin, where they implement the chiv misa, then you're pater from tashlumim. But if there is no din ason, if Bezdin's not inflicting a chiv misa, then there will not be a pater p'tur of mamon. And the Gemara says, ikadami, there's another version how this Eisvei was asked. Really, it was asked to Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan Leish Lakish, at top of Lam and Heman Aleph. Really, Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, and he said the pasuk says lo yeh ason anoshi anesh. If there's no ason, if there's no death to the mother, the one carrying the child, then there's payment. But if there is a death to her, then you're pater from payment. My lav din ason does not refer to the din ason that when Bezdin gives a din of ason, only if they give the psak that he gets a misa. But if they give no psak of misa, rather if they give a psak of misa, that's when he's pater. Only in the situation where there's actually a psak, where there's no psak of misa, then you would be chayiv to pay. This was the challenge to Reish Lakish, who thought you're pater in all cases across the board. And the Gemara says, Reish Lakish responds, lo, asan mamish. If she dies, regardless of whether Bezdin gets involved, regardless of whether there's a hasra or not, there's a p'tur of tashumim across the board, and that's how Reish Lakish understands this pasuk. Okay. Now we're going to discuss the next blot or so, this concept of chiv misa shogigin, whether you're chayv or pater in payment. So the Gemara says, is it really true? Amar Rava, miika, is there such an opinion? Laman damar, miika laman damar, chayave misas shogin chayavim. Would anyone say if a person performed an avera that's normally chayv misa, let's use chil Shabbos as an example, he did it by shogig, Would there be anyone who would say when he did Chil B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, he would be chayiv to pay the tashlumim? He shoots an arrow. That was the example. He shoots an arrow on Shabbos, so he violates Hotzah on Shabbos, but at the same time, he rips someone's shirt. So would anyone really say you're chayiv to pay the guy's ripped shirt when you're chayiv at the. Again, he did it B'Shogeg. He didn't know it was Shabbos. Or he didn't know you're not allowed to shoot arrows on Shabbos. He didn't know that was a problem with Hotzah. So he shoots the arrow. He's Shogeg on the Chil Shabbos. So would anyone say you're chayiv to pay the torn shirt? As we're about to see in the Braisa, everyone's going to hold that you're actually pater in any situation where there's a chiv misa done b'shogeg, you're going to be pater from tashlumim across the board. So what did the Gemara prove? How do we prove this? Chizkiya clearly says that you would be pater across the board. How does he know this? The pasuk says makke adam umakke behema. There's a hekesh between the hitting of a man and the hitting of a animal. It's what we're talking about where the behema is makke something else. If my shore damages your property versus me damaging your property. And the Gemara, Rashi rather, that it's probably a good idea to follow Rashi along while we do the Gemara here. Rashi says, makke adam umakke behema. He quotes the pasuk, makke behema yishal menu, umakke adam lo yishalem ele yamas. So the pasuk, that's not the actual pasuk. The pasuk's really, makke behema yishal menu, umakke adam yumas. When the animal hits, there's payment. When a man hits, there's death. That's the pasuk says. So there's a hekesh between the two. So the Tosus continues, Rashi rather continues and says, hekesh ptur mamon dimake adam l'chi mamon dimake behema. The pasuk connects the ptur of when a man kills a person, so then he's pater from any monetary payment because he gets the death penalty. He's pater, and we connect that to the chi of money when my shor damages or kills someone else, I have to pay money. So what's this connection? It says the Gemara. Ma makke behema, when it comes to my shor killing somebody, lo chilkos bo, there's no distinction bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein miskavin, bein derech erida, derech aliyah, lepotu mimanum, elechai mamon. It does, I don't care whether it's done on purpose or accidental, it was with kavana, no kavana, it was done in the upwards motion, a downwards thrust. Any scenario that my animal kills, I need to pay money across the board. So too, mak adam, we're going to make a hekesh in adam in the opposite direction, but in a way where there's no distinctions. So af mak adam lo tachlok, we should also not distinguish within when a man kills a person. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein miskavin, l'shem miskavin, bein derech yirida, l'derech aliyah, l'chay b'mamon, el l'potim b'mamon. He should be potter from money across the board. So when a person kills an individual and there's monetary payment as well, he's potter from payment across the board. Just like by a maka behema, there's a chiv mamun across the board. By a maka adam, there's a patur across the board. Even in a situation where it's done b'shogeg, we see, says the Rabbi Tanya Duchizke, we see that there's a patur mamun even when done b'shogeg. He killed the guy accidentally. He's not getting the death penalty because it was done b'shogeg, yet we still see he's potter from money. So is there really any opinion who thinks chayv misa shogeg, you're going to be chayv? Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you should be pater by Mishai Mishas Shogun. That's what we learn from Tanya Rabbi Chizkiya. The Gemara says you're right. Ella, Kiyasa Rabin Amar Chai Mishas Shogun Chuliyama Lo Pligi De Turn. Everybody agrees when there was a Chiv Mishas Shogun such as Chil Shabbos, everyone agrees that's going to trump the requirement to pay money, and you're going to be pater from payment based on this gzer shava of Tana de Bechizkiya of Mak Adam Makabema. So ki pligi, when is there a machlokes? The machlokes is bechayvim malchus shogin v'davar acher. That's machlokes. When someone did an avera that normally warrants a malchus, but he did it b'shogeg, will that mice avera trump the need to pay for any monetary damage caused at the same time? So that's machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Of Yochanan Amar, chayev, you're chayev to pay. Why are you chayev to pay? Because he holds chayev misas iskush, chayev malchus lo iskush. What's the whole reason why it comes to maka adam by chayev misa shogin yipater? Because we had a gzer shava, a hekesh rather, between maka adam and maka behema. But we have no such pasuk telling me that chayev malchus shogin is going to be pater. We only have a Gezeres Kasev again by Chayiv Misa Shogin. We do not have a Pasuk by Chayiv Malkiel Shogin. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds you'd be Chayiv to pay money, any monetary damage done during a Maisa Avera of Chayiv Malkiel Shogeg, you'd be Chayiv to pay the money. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish Amar Patur. You're pater even by chayv misa, even by chayv malchios. Why? Because beferish ribsa Torah chayv malchios ki chayv misos. The Torah explicitly compares, equates the chayv malchios to chayv misos. Where do we find this heichen ribsa Torah? Where is the Torah connected to? So here's a machlokus. Amar bai asir rasha rasha and rav amar asir makke makke. Rashi tells us that asir rasha rasha nemar bechayv misos asher hu rasha lambus. We have a gzeres akasav. It says Russia by mace, by misa, Russia by malchios. Those two are connected. So just like when it comes to chayv misa shogin, you're parted from money. So to chayv malchios shogin, you're parted from money as well, according to Reish Lakish and according to Abai's understanding of Reish Lakish through the gzeres of Russia. Russia. Rava says no. He uses the words makemake to prove this point. Now Tosas Rashi rather tells us. Rav Amar Asi Makamaka de Malkios Nami Iskush Lamaka Behema Vlam Mikzeh Shava de Chai Mises Yalfinim. He also has that not that Malkios being connected to Misa, but Malkios is actually being connected to Maka Behema. And just like Maka Behema, there's no Chilak, so too by Malkios, there's no Chilak as well. So let's just recap just for a moment. There's a lot going on here. That Tana Bechiska tells us that everybody agrees when it comes to Chai Mises Shogigin, there's always going to be a Ptur Mani. Ptur Mamon, because the Mak Adam and Mak Abahim are connected, there are no such distinctions. Everyone agrees, Chayiv Mises Shogigin, Pata Mimamon. The Machlokas is when it comes to Chayiv Malkios Shogigin, will that also be Pater, or is that going to be different in the Chayiv? Rabbi Yochanan thinks you're Chayiv and Chayiv Malkios Shogigin, because there's no such Gzeres HaKasev. So when a person does a Chayiv Malkios Shogigin, one would have to pay the Chi Mani. But Reish Lakish is not true, either because of Rashi Rasha or because of Maka Maka. He thinks just like Chayiv Mises Shogigin is Pater Mimamon, so to Chayiv Malkios Shogigin is Pater Mimamon. Okay, now the Gemara wants to understand, within Rava, who we just brought Rava's opinion, that Maka Maka is the source that Chayiv Malkios Shogigin is Pater Mimamon. The Gemara wants to know, Amar Le Rapapa Le Rava, Hey Maka, which Maka are you using?
Sorry, so yeah. Both according to Abaye and Rava, they are just explaining where do we know, but they both agree.
Exactly.
There's no machlokes, it's just...
just the source.
And why doesn't the Gemara ask, like, what's the difference?
Why one doesn't hold, like, Rav Amar Lekha Abaye? The Gemara doesn't always ask
or
that.
What's the difference in halacha between one and the other? There's no difference.
It seems that there is no difference, correct. It seems that there's no difference. It's possible that Bai uses the Gzer Shava Rasha Rasha. I mean, you know, Ein Adam Dan Gzer Shava Elam. Ein Adam Dan Gzer Shava Mi'atma. A person cannot create his own Gzer Shavas. So it's very possible Bai had such a Mesorah. Rava didn't have such a Mesorah, so Rava was left trying to find his own source.
They were brothers?
No,
Bai and Rava?
I don't think so. Were they brothers, Adam?
Weren't they raised in the same house? I think they were brothers.
Bai was an orphan, right?
Right. They were both raised by Rava, I think, in the same house.
Okay. Stepbrothers.
I guess stepbrothers, yeah, if that's the case. Okay, so the Gemara again wants to know, Amar Leir Papa LeRava. According to Rava, who learned Make Make as the source of Reish Lakish's opinion when it comes to Chai Malkios Shogim, they want to know, hey Malka, which Pasuk, which Malka are you using, Maka are you using as the source of Chai Malkios Shogim Patimiman?
So Make is just that they're taking the word Make as somebody who gets Malkos, according to...
Well, we don't know yet. We're trying to figure out,
right,
where do you find the word Make that appears in the context of Malkios to teach us this din. So, hey Make, ilema u'make behema yishal menu u'make adam yamos. If that's the Make you're referring to, so haibakatlik siv, we already said above, that's the pasuk that refers to Maka Adam, is referring to when a person kills an individual and he gets the death penalty, not that he gets Malkios. So that can't be the source of connecting Malkios to Maka Behema. Ella, hi Maka from the following Maka. Maka Nefesh Behema Yishal Menu. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's by an animal causing damage. V'samechlai, next to that pasuk it says, V'ish ki tein mum ba miso, when a person inflicts a wound or blemish on his friend, kasher asa kein yaselo. Just like he did to his friend, we would give back to him. We'd give him lashes in turn. So we see from here That connection, the juxtaposition of the psukim of a person receiving kenyasilo, receiving lashes, malchus, connected to makeh behema, that's the connection. So the Gemara says, Bahai lav makehu. This word that appears in the pasuk is not actually makeh. It says, where's the pasuk on the side here? Exactly right. Rashi says, Hai malchus lav makeksiv ela ki tein mum. He says makeh makeh. It doesn't say makeh in the second pasuk. So Gemara says, "Anahaka ka kamriyam." I didn't mean that to psukim or say the word makeh. I refer to when the act of haka was being inflicted. Says Rashi, "Haka ka kamriyam umum aida haka hunitam." Something that was caused by a makeh. That's what I meant. But not to say that the word makeh appears here, the word makeh appears here, it's really through a hekesh, a juxtaposition of psukim of makeh adam, where a person inflicts a wound, and an animal who inflicts the wound as well. But again, it's not a hekesh, sorry, it's not a gzer shava of makeh makeh, it's a hekesh of haka. So Gemara says, wait a second, this pasuk that we think is referring to Malchios, hai kiksiv b'chav b'chaveru d'chsiv. When a person hits his friend, it's a din, what's called a chol b'chavero. And the din of chol b'chavero, says the Gemara, is bar tashlum hu. You pay money. This is not a proof that Chai Malkiel Shogian is patim mamon. This is talking about when the guy hits his friend, he actually pays money. That's what the din is. There's no Malkiel that's even being discussed here. So Gemara says, no. Im eino inyan laka sheish bo shavapruta, tineo inyan laka sheish bo shavapruta. So this is a concept we see a number of times. One of the drashas, im eino inyan, it's called. This pasuk of kiyite mum bamito kasher asa ken yaselo is really unnecessary, because we have another pasuk. Rashi tells us from a different pasuk, it says kiyinasein bo davar nite miyal yad. When a person hits his friend, you have to pay him the damage for what you did. There's five things you pay for: boshes, refes, shevet, sorry, nezek. Exactly, you pay those five different things. So it's bar tashlumim here. So we learned that from another pasuk already, that you pay money. So what's the need for another pasuk here of ish kite mum bamito kasher asa ken yaselo? So we must be teaching about a situation where there is not money, monetary payment. When is there no payment? When the haka, when the blow to the guy was less than a shapruta. There was such small damage done to him, it gave him a little bit of a scratch. It only cost 25 cents to get it bandaged up. So that's not a shapruta. In such a case, we never pay when it comes to the Torah, we never pay anything less than Shavapruta. So since the guy doesn't owe any money, the punishment ends up becoming Malkios for causing the damage. So in general, when a person hits somebody, there's usually two things that take place. There's a lav of Malkios, and there's a chiv of Tashumim. So the Pasuk tells us we always pay the Tashumim. But when it's not right to pay Tashumim because it's less than Shavapruta, then it falls back on the chiv Malkios you have to give the guy.
And there's no tzari pushavas aboishas.
Correct.
Nothing. But if there be any of them, then he wouldn't be chayav now.
Exactly. Right, so this pasuk, since this pasuk is unnecessary, it can't be talking about tashlumim, because we know from elsewhere, it's a chayav tashlumim, we're forced into a corner saying this pasuk must be referring to Malkios. Now that we know it's talking about Malkios, who now to juxtapose the pasuk of makeh behema, we could connect Malkios to makeh behema. Just like makeh behema, there's no chilek across the board. So to buy Malkios, there's no chilek. Which means, even in a case where it's Chai Malkios Dam B'Shogeg, you would still be Pater in Mammon across the board.
And the Mammon is a Shavapruta. And in that case, where the Mammon is a Shavapruta, you still be...
Exactly. That's what Gemara is about to say. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says...
such a convincing haircut.
Right. So, we'll see. The Gemara is going to revitalize it.
I'm sure, because I will.
So, in the end of the day, Lav Par Tashumimu. So what money are you talking about paying here? If you hit the guy, you gave the guy a scratch, so you get Malkos, so what are you being putter from? There's no other money to talk about to be putter from. You don't owe money because it's less than a Shavapruta. The Gemara says, no, lo tzricha di bohadi di mirachye. The moment you hit him, also kar shir and delay. You also ripped his shirt. So you're not paying the money. The money then, in theory, you would have paid was not because of the punch to the face, because that was less than a Shavapruta. The money you would have to be paying, in theory, would be the fact that you tore a shirt at the same time. So you scratch the guy in the face, and it was less than a shavapruta, so you get malchus for scratching the guy in the face. And maybe you should have to pay for the shirt you ripped at the same time. You pull a guy's shirt, you ripped it. Says the Gemara, you're pater from paying for the shirt, because come live with the Rabbi Minei of the Chiv Malchus Shogin is going to exempt the payment that goes on the shirt. Okay, beautiful.
pasuk is not talking about that.
The pasuk is just a hekesh.
The whole limud is based on that. If there is no nezek tzari for Shavuos Boshe, he doesn't. He gets malchus.
Correct.
This whole thing with the shirt that got messed up is
right.
It's not part of the limud. So we're basically taking a third component to the whole hekesh, which is not even there.
Well, I guess the way you would work it out is that the pasuk clearly connects Maki Behema to this case of Chova B'Chavero. And the question is, what are we trying to learn from this Hekesh? So that pasuk, in terms of Pashup Shap, can't be referring to a Chova B'Chavero with Zechiv Tashlumim, but that's from another pasuk. So now we're forced into a corner to say it's talking about Zechiv Malkus. So Zechiv Malkus, why are we connecting Zechiv Malkus of Chova B'Chavero to that Maki Behema? What's the Chiddush? So it can't be telling me that we're potter from payment because there's no payment when you scratch your guy in the face because it's less than Sharapruta. So for that reason, the Gemara is forced into a corner. It must be that he's chayef for another act he did at the same time of tearing the guy's shirt. So the din is that just like Maka Behema, you're chayef across the board, so too by Malkos, you're potter across the board.
Yeah, but the whole svara that it's that he was there was an Sharapruta, that's brought just for that limud, meaning the pasuk doesn't talk about Shein HaShavet.
No, but we're forced into that.
We are assuming that it's Shein HaShavet.
But otherwise, we have two psukim that teach the same thing.
Right.
So the only way the Gemara could think of that it's to maintain the pasuk is less than Shavapruta.
And that he broke the.
It's stages. Right. It has to be each of these different stages. It's forced into a corner. I agree it's not Pashup Shat, but these are the drushes of Chachamim.
Your maverick surgery, you didn't realize this. No, but usually it doesn't go that. Normally, when they try to figure, when they don't go that far as to bring an. But sometimes they do.
Yeah, no, they go far sometimes.
All right.
Okay, the Gemara now on the top of Lamed Hayman Beis says Amrle Rav Chia LeRava Ulatan de Bechizkia, what we just saw on Amr Aleph. These two opinions, Damar Maki Adam Maki Behema. So they make such a hekesh of Mak Adam and Mak Behema. Mimai de Bechol Ksiv. How do we know that when referring to Mak Behema, now Mak Behema is the source of everything. The halacha is that when an animal causes damage, there's a chiyuv payment on the owner, regardless of how, when, what he did. But how do you know it's talking about a case that it was done Bechol? Maybe Ksiv, de Bechol Ksiv, Veleka Leafluge, and there's no distinction. He's going to be chayiv to pay, the owner has to pay any damage the animal does regardless. Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv. Maybe he's talking about when it was done b'Shabbos. The behema gufa ikula fluge. And within the animal, maybe one should make a distinction and say, as what if it was done b'mezid? So there's a chiv misa. There's a chiv misa, and since there's a chiv misa on Shabbos, then there's a patur min tashlumim. The only time one would be chayiv on the behema is only a situation where this time a situation where you're, I guess, killing the animal, right? Where you're killing the animal. That's what the situation where one person kills the animal, right? That's what I guess it has to be, right? Otherwise,
not really. It says chavalah. Chavda asura b'shabbat mitam mifarev. Chavalah. Shehu tolda shel melechet dash. V'hainu rak im tzarich. אם צריך לדם שיצא מן החבורה, אבל אם נתכוון להזיק בלבד, פטור מפני שהוא מקלקל.
Right, so
if he wants blood, and he hits the behema, and blood comes out, he's higher.
Right, so somehow where a person's hitting the behema. Right, so the situation is, maybe it's talking about on Shabbos. And when does a person who hits an animal have to pay for the animal? Only if he hit the animal b'shogeg. But if he hit the animal b'mezid, and there'd be a chiyuv misa because of chil Shabbos, he would actually be pater from paying for damaging the animal, because the chiyuv misa is common to the rabbi minei and paters him from the mammon. So just like we want one would distinguish within hitting the animal, maybe there should also be a distinction within makia adam as well. Again, how do we know we're talking about when you hit the animal on chol during the weekday, where you would always have to be chayv mamon regardless of how it was done? Maybe again it was done b'Shabbos, where you'd have to distinguish he's only chayv b'shogeg, but patur b'mezid. So the Gemara says, lo saka daitach. No one would ever have a havmina to think that you are, it's talking about on Shabbos. Why? The pasuk says, makke behema Yishalmenu, umak adam yumas. When you hit the animal, you pay. When you hit the person, you get killed. Heichidami, what's this scenario? Idilo asibe, if there is no warning at all, mak adam mayumas. If a person kills an individual without being warned, why would he get killed? Because that we always need a hasra before giving a mises bezin. So we're clearly talking about a situation of a hasra. So el pshita de asibe. Certainly, there was a case of where there was hasra. Now viva Shabbos. If we're talking about a case of Shabbos, maka behemu behema rather, maka behema yishamenu. When if a person hit an animal, killed an animal on Shabbos, and was warned, he'd only be putter from payment. He'd say he'd only be chayav to pay. He'd be chayav misa for killing an animal on Shabbos. So the fact that pasuk is clearly talking about hasara and there's a payment of behema elala b'chol must be referring to a weekday, and that's what we prove. So just like a maka behema b'chol, one's chayav to pay across the board, so too maka adam, one is putter from paying across the board. Okay, beautiful. Now the Gemara says, Amar Leir Papa Labai, he asks Abai the following question. Lirabba, we're going to backtrack a few daf. Lirabba de Amar Chidishu Shechichitara Biknas. Afagav de Mikdel Mishalim. So according to Rabba, we had this whole discussion above. It's going to be somewhat confusing trying to go back to those Gemaras. But earlier we had said that when it came to a Knas and a Chi Misa that come together, even though normally we say the Chiyum Misa exempts a person from paying any tashlumim, Knas is different according to Rabbah. Since Knas is a Chiddush, Shechidsha Torah, it was a new creation, a Knas is not included in the Ptur of Kamlev with the Rabbah Binet.
That's only Arba L'Chamisha, right?
That was by the Dalet and Hay, right? That your Pater from that, it's not your Chayiv in that Knas, even though normally one's Pater from tashlumim when there's a Chiyum Misa. In the case of Knas, you're actually chai because Knas works in a different world, different set of rules. So according to Rabbah, who holds, again, Damar Chiddush Hu Shechidsha Torah B'Knas, one's chai a penalty, Avagav de Mikdal, he still has to be Mishalim, Masnisin Kiman Mokim Lo. Who is he going to say that our Mishnah is going to be like? Which Mishnah are you referring to? I guess the steer in the Mishnayos of Loki Mishalim. We had our Mishnah that taught us that a person is chai to pay Knas, by Chai Vilavin, but the Mishnah Makos said that Chai Vilavin is not, you're not Chai to pay the Knas. So who does he say? Which Mishnah is like? Which one
Marcus.
Is he? The one who authors the Mishnah Makos? Not our Mishnah? I think it's not our Mishnah. Yeah, which, who authors our Mishnah? That says you are Lokim Mishalim.
Right. You pay knas.
Uh-huh. So
one of them makes you pay knas. Our Mishnah makes you pay knas,
right?
Not Malkus.
So he wants to know who authors our Mishnah who says you have to pay the knas,
right?
Right. So the Gemara says, "Ik Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Meir authored it, who Rabbi Meir holds the Damar Loki Mishalim in general, Uchtashaninu Reish Lakish says Rashi. So the problem is Kasha Bito." Problem is, it says the situation of a daughter. So, so Rashi tells us, look at Rashi, Kasha Bito, Dibishmal Reish Lakish Dokmin Lahai Degan of Tavach Vashabis, a person steals and shechs on Shabbos, but Tavach Ide Acher. Ava Batvach Ide Asma Lo Mashalim Lo Kasha, Demes Mashalim Lesley, the Rameir, Afil Baknas. El Rabba Kasha Bito says Rashi, De Knasu Vakatani Masis and Potter. The Misha says, the situation by a Bas. One's actually putter from paying the knas by a bito. That's why is that the case? It's a mission we're going to see in tomorrow's daf in Amud Beis tomorrow. So if he holds in general, knas is always unique because it's a chiddush, a chiddush Torah. One would have to pay a knas regardless of who we're referring to. Yet the mission still says when it comes to bito, one's putter from paying the knas. So it can't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir cannot be the author. E Rabbi Nechunim Min HaKana, Rabbi Nechunim Min HaKana is the author. Who holds that even by Chai Malkos v'Tashumim, a person has to pay his Lokim Mishalim in general. If he's the author, then he has a problem of Akasha Achoso. So why is Akasha Achoso? Why is that a problem? So Rashi explains, Dishlei Nami Lokim Mishalim Kremer. He also holds of Lokim Mishalim. Midikamar Yom HaKippurim Kishavas Yom HaKippurim Hu Depater Mitashumim. Umshim Karis Dispei Umigzeh Shavah Da'asan Asan. You're only potter because of Karis, but you're not potter for Malkus. When there's Malkus, there is also Mishalim. There is no Kamle with the Rabbi Mene by Malkus. Umasisa Nami Disle Lokim Mishalim Didehu. That's why our Mishnah says you do get Lokim Mishalim. Umesh Mishalim Lesle Afil Beknas. Kasha Achosa, his problem is Achosa because Nihi Nami the Mishim Malkus Lopatele, Lifter Mishim Karis. But Achosa, we said by Achosa, there is a chi of payment by a sister, but he should hold, you should be potter from with a sister because Achosa has Karis. Karis does exempt Tashlumim. Even though Loka does not exempt Tashlumim, Karis does exempt Tashlumim. So it can't not be Rabbi Nechuna ben Akane. So then the Gemara says, maybe eat Rabbi Yitzchak. If you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, Kash Mamzeris. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak? So Rashi explains, eat Rabbi Yitzchak, Rashi 3 Y lines down, Tokme Damar Meseches Makos, Ein Chai Vikritos Bechlal Makos Arbaim. For less lay high, he doesn't hold of the Elohim Lokin Habalachoso, Shimhachi. So he holds that. What's his klal? Oh, that Achiv Krisis can never lead to Malkos. And therefore.
The one who has Bia with his Achos, he has to be Chayav
Kanas. Because it cannot lead to Achiv Malkos. Okay, and he also holds.
That she has, since she has Karis.
And he also holds that Karis also does not exempt money. So maybe he should be the author. Kash Mamzeris, Rashi explains, Kol Modim Shum B'Malkos V'Katani Isle Knas. Everybody agrees that there is Malkos by Mamzeris, yet there is still considered a Knas. Right, because again, Reb Yitzchak holds that Malkos does exempt Mamon. That's what he holds. Malkos does exempt Mamon. But by Mamzeres, there's Malkos, but there is a Chiv Mamon. So that can't be the case. We're trying to figure out who holds Lokim Mishalim, though.
What? Who holds what?
We're trying to find out who holds. Oh, he holds our Mishnah. Ah, that's the point. We're trying to figure out who is our author of Mishnah who says that there is a Chiv Knas. So it might be Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Chiv Malkios exempts Tashlumim b'na Chiv Krisos. So he has to hold that our Mishnah is talking about Habal Achoso. There's no Malkos by Habal Achoso, but there is a Chiv Karis. That's what he holds. But the problem is, if that's the Svara, Mamzeres has Malkos, but still has a Chiv Tashlumim. So it can't be Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak cannot be the author. Then the Gemara suggests maybe Isavalek Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan we just learned, that Hunami Matarit like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan, so then he could have answered like Rabbi Yochanan himself answered, which was that there's a distinction whether it's done B'Shogeg versus B'Mezid. Our Mishnah where you're Chayiv to pay is a situation where it's done B'Shogeg. Exactly. And therefore, Chayiv in Mamon, and the Mishnah in Malkus is where there's done B'mezid, where there is no Chiv Mamon. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, until answer like Rabbi Yochanan, and Be'ela, Isavar, Kereish Lakish, Heichem Etaritel, but if he holds like Reish Lakish, how is he going to answer? It's not going to work like Reish Lakish. Why not? But if he holds like Reish Lakish, that your pater from Mamon, even done B'shogeg, and he argues in Rabbi Yochanan,
Reish Lakish holds that Chayav Malkus B'Shogeg are Patur.
So our Mishnah, you can't say, is talking about a case of Lo Asru, because even if it was a case of Shogeg, you'd still be Patur from Tashlumin.
So he couldn't answer like Rabbi Yochanan, right?
Rabbi Yochanan said that the chilek between the two Mishnahs was Asru versus Lo Asru. In the case of Lo Asru, that's where he said you're still chayiv in the money. That was our Mishnah. In the case of Malkus, where he got Malkus, was where it was Asru. According to Reish Lakish, that holds that chayiv tash, even if bishogeg, we still say kimle. There's no chayiv tashlumen. So to say our Mishnah is talking about a case of Lo Asru wouldn't help you to get it. to explain why there'd be a case, why there'd still be Knas in our case, but it'd still be Mammon in our case.
Within the world of Reish Lakish. Right. So for that reason, again, it's complicated, but for that reason, the Gemara concludes, Ela al karachach Rabbi Yochanan Srila. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And the difference is that our Mishnah here, where you're chayv, is talking about Shogeg, and the Mishnah in Malkus, where you're potter from Mammon, is talking about a case where it was done b'mezid.
What did Ula say again? He said, what was talking about a case of a katan, of a bulgaris, a bulgaris shota?
He holds that b'chol makom sheyesh makom Mammon u'malkus mishalem ve'ein aloke.
So he says, so Ula said our case was a case of a regular Nara. And just he holds loka and mammon, you do mammon. And the other case was a Bulgarian show there or something.
I don't remember. You need to read the whole flow.
He holds our Mishnah. He holds that since he holds Mishalem Veino Loke, but he holds in the Mishnah Makos. There was no chiyuv mammon,
right? Because it was a shota, There was no boshes begam, right. And nothing. There was a bulgaris.
There was no limud because he could only get unless he broke a shirt.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Amr, let's get to the two dots at least. Amr le'rav Masna le'rabaye, the Reish Lakish, the Amr beferish ribsa Torah, chayve malchias, chayve misos." We saw an Amr Aleph. That within the world of, according to Abaye now, who learned the Gzeres of Rasha, that was a Gzeres Kasev equating Chayiv Malkios to Chayiv Misos, Man Tana de Palig Aleh Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akana, who is the one who argues Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akana? Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akana again holds that Chayiv Krisos is going to be Pater from Tashlumim as well. Who argues on this? So either it's going to be E Rabbi Meir, E Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's read through these Rashi's quickly. Rashi writes, "Man tana de palag adarim nechunim nakano, u'mechayv tashumim bechayv krisos kigon hahud shruos shehelik gedish yom kippurim." Somebody who lights a fire in Yom Kippur, burned a whole pile of hay, he's pater chayv chayavim beperek shruos haydus u'masnisin dehachag de kantzabachosa. V'ni nami de lesley asan l'miftrei mishum karis liftrei mishum lav bein hisu bo bein lo hisu bo. Then cars below lav achutz mi pesach amila. The mission of the Biyochan Moki lafilu karbanon the palagal leather be mayor damar ein lokom mashan v'hani bishlo hesubo. The Reish Lakish command mokim la. So within Reish Biyochan he could distinguish between shogeg versus mezid, but within the world of Reish Lakish he doesn't distinguish that way. Across the board, you're always going to be pater. So who is the opinion who argues in Rabbi Nechumim Akanya that says actually you're going to be chayiv for chayiv krisus? You're going to be chayiv in the tashumim. E Rabbi Meir, Damar Loka Mishalim, says Rashi, or Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Lo Shaykh Malkis, Bechayv Krisos, Chayv Malkis is not Shaykh for Krisos. Krisos stands alone, Malkis stands alone. And he goes on to explain that Xer Shavu, Da'asun, Asun, Leslay, Bemai Lifter. Hokach Masis and Dahacha Al Karchach, Rabbi Meir, he, Lo Rabbi Yitzchak, that's Rashi saying this, I think. That our Misha is, it must be Rabbi Meir, but not Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishim de Kash Mamzeris. Aval, he the Shruos, the case of Shruos, where it doesn't mention Mamzeris, Bain Kerei Meir, Bain Kerei Yitzchak, either one could be the author of them, because again, Rabbi Meir holds Lokum Mishalim, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Malkios is not Shaykh for Chayiv Krisos, and therefore you would be Chayiv Tashlumim as well, according to this Pshat. Okay, a bit of a challenging daf. And this last few pages, because a few lines, because I got involved in the past six blot, we obviously have to do some chazar on that. Okay, shkoyach.